After 16 years of Labor rule in Tasmania, the polls point to a change of government at this weekend's election. But a large undecided vote and the state's complex Hare-Clark proportional voting system makes any prediction risky. The last state election in 2010 delivered a hung parliament, and the Greens formed government with Labor in return for ministerial jobs. Now Premier Lara Giddings vows not to let the Greens into cabinet again, and the Liberals are saying they'll only govern in majority. The opposition leader is Will Hodgman. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Now, we know that Tasmania has the highest unemployment rate in Australia. How will you get Tasmania working again?
It's our number one priority, and we've got a commitment to reduce Tasmania's unemployment rate to at least the national average. We've released a plan for the state's economy. We're going to cut red and green tape. We're going to make Tasmania a more competitive and attractive investment destination. We will smooth out some approvals processes that have made it too hard to get investments up in this state. We'll reinstate an international shipping service so that Tasmanian exporters can get their fantastic products out to the rest of the world. And we have a job creation package that's all about providing incentive and support for Tasmania's thousands of small businesses to employ more Tasmanians and to get them into good, productive occupation.
Well, one part of that package is a payroll tax rebate that only delivers 600 jobs. Why didn't you have the courage of your convictions and cut the tax rate?
Well, we've got the biggest budget deficit in the state's history, so we've got to be sensible about the promises and the commitments we make. But what we will do is extend a payroll tax rebate to Tasmanian businesses to give them the confidence to employ a young Tasmanian, reduce what are the longest unemployment queues in the nation when it comes to youth unemployment, unacceptably high.
That rebate only runs 12 months, doesn't it?
That's right. And we've got to manage a very, very serious and difficult financial position that's been left to us by the Labor Green
Question government. On that is, why would anyone take on someone for simply a 12-month rebate?
Well, our policy is all about getting people into employment, and the best way to keep somebody in a long-term job is to give them the chance of a job in the first place.
You'll admit, though, won't you, that talking about cutting red tape and cutting green tape, it all sounds great. Everyone says they want to do that kind of thing and that it will boost employment. But really, where's the evidence? Where's the proof of the pudding of that?
Well, the government, state government itself, commissioned a report and a study into the amount of time and the cost that small business and compliance issues cost to Tasmanian business and deters them from investing and employing more Tasmanians. Now, we're serious about doing this. We need to set an achievable target, and we will reduce the compliance costs and the red and green tape, which is a handbrake on Tasmania's economy, for example, by reducing what are over 30 different planning schemes in this state currently exist, causing confusion and uncertainty and inconsistency in the planning approvals process. Over 30, we're going to reduce that to just one. That is a very important first step that we will take in making Tasmania truly open for business.
Okay, well, you've also pledged to rip up the forestry agreement, which has finally brought peace after decades of battles. Why would you buy another fight?
Well, it certainly hasn't finally brought peace, and we saw last night the Greens' spiritual leader, Bob Brown, being critical of the forest deal. There have been ongoing campaigns against the industry and the companies and the workers who depend on what is one of our greatest competitive strengths. We say firmly, enough is enough. 50% or thereabouts of Tasmania is locked up forever. We need to use what is available to us so that we can grow our economy, be less dependent on the rest of the country, and more self-reliant and prosperous economy, and that's at the heart of our plan.
It might be fraught, but why don't you work with the deal that you've got?
Because it is flawed on so many respects, Chris. You can hardly point to a positive thing that's come from it. It's taken resource security away from an industry that should be thriving on what is one of the best resources available in the world. It hasn't delivered peace. We still do not have a pulp mill in Tasmania. A chip mill on the east coast of the state was closed down and not kept open as the deal was supposed to do. And we're actually getting worse environmental outcomes because we are constricting the availability of land in Tasmania for our forest industry. We will open it up and that will increase the environmental benefits and a more sustainable yield and better outcomes for the industry longer term.
If you fall one seat short this time of a majority, will you really do no deal on forming government?
That's right. We said that last time and we did no deal. The same applies now. Tasmanians know that my word is my bond and my track record is my guarantee. And if people vote in another minority government, then they will get a Labor, Green, minority government again, possibly with a tinge of Palmer, which is a frightening prospect.
Well, speaking of a tinge of Palmer, has anyone associated with the Liberal Party had any talks with Palmer United?
No, there's certainly just complete and utter nonsense. We are serious about giving Tasmanians the choice and the option for majority government. It's just what Tasmania needs, a government with a clear agenda that speaks with one voice and that's not held to ransom by a minor party, which is exactly what's happened over the last 4 years with the Labor-Green government.
The governments are formed on the floor of the House, you know that. People vote in the Parliament, but governments are formed that way. Why would you give away the opportunity of at least trying to do something for Tasmania in government?
The best opportunity we're giving Tasmanians as they head to the ballot boxes on Saturday is the choice and the option for majority government. This state desperately needs it. The Labor-Green experiment has failed. Now's the time to change the direction the state's heading in. We need to change the government. My message to Tasmanians is the only way you can get that majority government is to vote Liberal.
Will Hodgman, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
And Will Hodgman is the opposition leader in Tasmania.